This is the 10th and final session of our 10-day course on changing habits through mindfulness. Yesterday, we discussed the role of self-compassion in helping work with habits and shared a meditation practice for cultivating compassion towards ourselves. Today, we'll sum up the major themes of the course and conclude with a guided meditation on bringing mindfulness to habits. We began by discussing habits, what they are, how they form, and why they can be difficult to change. When we repeat behaviors often enough, they become habits. Whether these behaviors or thought patterns are harmful or helpful, they become automatic and are assigned to faster acting, instinctual brain processes that link the behavior with triggers and context rather than with conscious intentions. When our intentions come into conflict with established habits, the automatic processes linked to habits frequently win out, as we often see with New Year's resolutions. Mindfulness is a natural antidote for working with habits that we wish to change because it brings what has gone under the radar screen or out of conscious awareness into the field of conscious and intentional awareness and choice. Mindfulness makes what was unconscious conscious. It makes what was invisible visible. In order to work with habits we wish to change, we need first to bring the behavior and the feelings, impulses, and urges that trigger the habit into awareness. Two elements of mindfulness are key to working skillfully with habits. First, developing the power of attention, training the mind to be present here and now, focusing on the breath, for example, and returning to our focus when the mind moves into thought. And second, cultivating an attitude of acceptance, kindness, and curiosity towards our experience. We explored these two key aspects of mindfulness training in the second and third sessions and practiced meditations that help us deepen them. In sessions 4 through 8, we discussed the different kinds of habit energies that can keep us mired in unhealthy habits and how we can work with them. The key difference between mindfulness and many other ways of working with unhealthy habits is that mindfulness helps us address the roots of the habit rather than just the symptoms. For example, smoking, drinking, getting angry, procrastinating, etc. When we bring awareness to the energies of first, wanting something we don't currently have, second, resisting or pushing away what we're feeling, third, distracting ourselves from what we're experiencing, and fourth, being swept up in busyness or doing or worry, we can, in each of these cases, allow ourselves to feel what is present rather than acting out the habit. We practice meditations that provide training in opening to these energies without moving automatically into acting out the habit. In session 9, we focused on cultivating self-compassion, a practice of meeting our experience with awareness and kindness and recognizing our common humanity. Others are also suffering as we are, rather than feeling alone and isolated. In understanding the power of habit, and the role of mindfulness in working with habits, we deepen compassion for ourselves and others, and also can develop skills for working effectively with habits, to let go of unhealthy habits and develop more beneficial ones. It's important to emphasize that this is a training. Many of our habits have been with us for years or even decades, so it's not surprising that it typically takes consistent practice to effect change. Mindfulness is a practice that helps us come back to the present moment and keep recognizing what's here right now, and to see its impermanence, that everything is constantly changing. The more we practice, the more we strengthen the capacity to stay with our direct experience and abandon or let go of unhealthy responses, which are our habitual ways of avoiding what we experience as unpleasant or moving towards what we think, often mistakenly, will make us happy. Regular meditation practice of about 15 minutes or 30 minutes a day will help develop the skills to cultivate habits that serve us and let go of habits that cause us stress and suffering. We'll finish with a meditation on working with habit energies that arise in the mind and practice watching them arising and letting them go. Begin by sitting in a way that's relaxed and comfortable, taking some deeper breaths to help you relax and settle, seeing if any area of the body could soften a little bit more, inviting a smile to your face that sends a message to our brain and nervous system that we can relax and we don't have to be hypervigilant. You can use the breath or other focus, sounds or bodily sensations as a home base or an anchor, and bring your attention back whenever you become aware that your mind has moved into thinking, and coming back as much as possible without judgment, coming back to the body, coming back to the breath, in breath, out breath. And pay attention to the ways you might be pulled into certain habitual responses. You might be feeling a little bored and your mind goes off into daydreaming or fantasy. Just notice this energy, allow yourself to feel it, and let whatever sensations are present come and go without acting on the urge or the impulse. Your mind might move into thinking about something you don't have that you want, maybe something sweet to eat or to be liked by someone. Simply notice these feelings of wanting when they arise and let them come and go, riding the waves of whatever sensations, emotions, or urges might be present, letting them come and go in their own time. If you have the feeling of resisting or not liking something you're experiencing, let yourself feel the sensations. It might be tightness or heat or contraction, restlessness, resistance, or some other feeling. And let them come and go. Seeing that you can experience these feelings without acting on them, simply letting them come and go, can help you work with urges and impulses in daily life that may typically lead you into unhealthy responses. If you experience worried or anxious thoughts, see if you can let yourself be aware of the thought and simply let it come and go. You can allow yourself to feel whatever bodily sensations are present and let them come and go. When we meet habit energies of wanting, resisting, distraction, or doing in this way, we can avoid repeating unhealthy habits by recognizing we have a choice. And we can choose an alternative, more helpful response where appropriate. So we can see that we are able to stay with the direct experience rather than acting it out in unhealthy or unhelpful ways. I hope that this program on mindfulness and habit change has been helpful to you. You can learn more about these practices from my book, The Here and Now Habit, How Mindfulness Can Help You Break Unhealthy Habits Once and for All. And may these practices be helpful for you in your life. May they serve you. Thank you for taking the time to practice bringing mindfulness to changing habits that don't serve us and developing habits that are more beneficial.